hello here in München, and hello to my speech about the Ludwig Wittgenstein research possibilities of his Nachlass. Excuse me my pronunciation, it's a little bit mixed with Bavarian and German, so this is not what you would like to expect from a native speaker, Englishman or an American. Yeah, I want to talk to you about this tool. We are going to implement it for 1 year here at the Zentrum of Informations- und Sprachverwaltung in München. Why I'm talking here? It was 1 year ago, there was a congress here in München about the Editionswissenschaft, a science about edition of specific books in the literature and philosophy. One part was about Hyper Nietzsche, a very big project where they transformed the handwritten pages of Nietzsche into a web platform. Another one was about Goethe. They came from the east part of Germany and they were talking about their project. And the third part, which I found very interesting, was the part about Wittgenstein's source. This project is done in Bergen, and those people, they presented the work they have done since, I think, 3 or 4 years about digitizing the Nachlass of Ludwig Wittgenstein. The main responsible person, Alois Pichler, he showed us very impressive what they were going to present on their homepage and what tools they are going to develop. And I found it immediately very interesting to come into contact with those people from Bergen, because I thought that the computer linguists, they could really introduce a lot of tools and a lot of possibilities into this kind of presentation of material which is done on the web. So I asked Alois Pichler, and after 5 minutes we decided, okay, let's do something together. And this was the starting point of a very fruitful cooperation. And since 1 year, we really cooperate. And this is the reason why I'm here now in Kirchberg. And I'm also here for the first time and speak as a computational linguist in front of philosophers about this area of Ludwig Wittgenstein's research. So the title of my speech is New Research Possibilities for Wittgenstein's Nachlass. What is computational linguistics? What are we doing in computational linguistics? Our main topic in computational linguistics is the analysis and processing of written natural language with computers. So we develop algorithms, we develop lexicas who can work with written data and extract information. This is now the second main task. We connect those information to the texts and try to extract information from the text. And there are different possibilities to do that. We can, with lexicas, we have the access to different full form or to different forms of words. We can access the full forms and we can lemmatize the words. So if you look, for example, for er ging, then you also find er ging and er geht, different temporal structures of this verb. This is one possibility which can be achieved if you have a digital full-form lexicon in the background. So the first work here in München when we started this institute was to produce a very, very big German digital lexicon. The result was our lexicon, it's called CISLEX. And this lexicon is the biggest German full-form lexicon available in the research area. With this lexicon, now we really have access to all different kind of pronunciation and all different kind of verb forms and nomen forms. And with this information, then we can use in the next stage statistical information extraction and lexically and grammatically based information extraction. Those are the big two areas we are going to research here in München, the statistical information extraction. Where do you find this kind of words in this combination, in this combination. And the second part is the lexically and grammatically based information extraction. This means you're going to specify a local grammar which wants to express what kind of structural data are following, what words are followed by the next word. So this is a lexically and grammatically based information extraction. In our paper, or in our tool we have programmed here, we used first CisLex, so we produced a big lexicon for Wittgenstein, and the second, we used the lexically and grammatically based information extraction. Why is Ludwig Wittgenstein so interesting for us computational linguists? In general, Ludwig Wittgenstein is a very important philosopher in the speech tech or about speech. And what I found very, very interesting are those two sentences Ludwig Wittgenstein said, because this is very close related to our grammatical access. Because he says, jedes Ding hat einen Namen in der Sprache. Bedeutung erhalten diese Namen erst durch ihr Zusammenstehen im Satz. This is the first thing he told in his Tractatus. And the second, nur der Satz hat Sinn, nur im Zusammenhang des Satzes hat ein Name Bedeutung. From those two sentences, you see the main focus on the Satz structure. And this Satz structure is exactly that we are going to look for with local grammars. So a local grammar you are going to specify always looks in the presence of specified words within a sentence. And this is very interesting for our is very interesting for our research team, because since several years we work with a corpus processing tool from Paris, from Vallée de Marne, developed at Maurice Gross. The program is called Unitech, which exactly works in this kind of analysis. The texts are structured into sentences, and you are looking within the sentences for some combined words. But the most important thing for every computational linguist is you must have good data. Without data, you cannot look with algorithms. Without good texts, you cannot work very good. And this was very, very important for our work, that the people in Bergen at the Wittgenstein Archiv, mainly Alois Pichler, they did a very, very good job the last years, and they used all the facsimiles, they transcribed all the facsimiles from the Nachlass of Ludwig Wittgenstein into very, very good structured XML texts. So you, in their XML notation, you really find everything which Ludwig Wittgenstein wrote down. And this is, of course, the basis for our work. Without this work, you cannot access to the very big and very interesting data of Ludwig Wittgenstein. So this XML notation of the big TypeScript, okay, we reduce the Nachlass only to the big TypeScript in the first stage. Later we want to extract it, to extend it to other papers in his Nachlass. So the XML notation is already prepared for computational access, and is also used from the people at the Wittgenstein source. And this text we wanted to use for in our corpus processing tool. But the rich XML notation was too rich for us. So we had to reduce it to a smaller form. So we developed an own document type description language. We call it CISWAP, which reduces this very, very rich XML notation to those parts of notation we are going to use in our processor. And in this DDT, we include sentence boundary, line endings, page breaks, and so on. And this is necessary for our analysis. Yeah, the next step, when we had the data, we were going to strengthen our lexicon. The lexicon, the CisLex, offers almost all the words which are used for Wittgenstein. But of course, there are always words which you never expect that they are present here. So this was a hard work to do, to correct the whole electronic lexicon to Wittgenstein, to the Wittgenstein work. And this was done from Olga Strutinska. She did a really good job in her bachelor work, where she worked through the whole lexicon, corrected wrong forms, added new proper names, and so on. The second, and this is of course the most important tool we had to develop, was the tool which can find specified word phrases in the text. And here we used the ideas from Unitech, which was developed in Paris, and we developed it completely new. Over several years it was done with students, but the most work was done from Florian Fink. Almost 1 year he programmed together with me and some other students his tool, and we called this tool Flowtech, according to Unitech Flowtech from Florian. He is Florian. His name is Florian. And this is a C++ tool which is very, very clever and very fast. And to make it much faster, we implemented this as a Unix daemon, which is installed permanently on our server. And we developed an internet interface to this daemon, where you can specify your utterances, which you're going to look for, and in a very, very quick manner, on multi-threaded, on several CPUs, the results are calculated, and they are presented, as you see here. This is an extract of your browser window, and the hits where you find, for example, Sagen. You can ask here, why doesn't he write here Sagen? Yeah, because we use the lexicon. And the lexicon knows if you ask Sagen, then Sagt is also belongs to Sagen. So Sagen is the full form. And this was really the first thing which Alois Pichler was very happy about, that now we can access lemmatized the words of Ludwig Wittgenstein. To display the hits once back, usually you have it in your browser window. And what you see here, this is very, very important. This is a Satz Sieglum. They developed this term in Bergen. And this specifies exactly the page in this TypeScript 213 where you find this word sagt. And if you click here in your browser window, then we jump into some kind of triptychon display, which you can see here. Okay, this the resolution is not the best, but if you have a big screen, then you can really see it. Here you exactly see the highlighted phrase and the original pages of the facsimile they used as the basis for this transcription. So you really get the taste of reading in the original pages of Ludwig Wittgenstein. And this is very, very interesting, but I really must say that this project is not yet finished. This was this page, or this tool, is used from another bachelor or from a magister work from David Kaumanns, where you're going to display this information. Okay, so you can specify questions like a search machine, then the daemon waits in the background and produces the hits in the text where it fits to this question. Then the next step, we were thinking of what are the people asking this search machine or this index machine running in the back. And here we discussed a lot also with colleagues from the philosophy, from the Institute of the of Philosophy here in the Ludwig Maximilian Universität, together with Josef Rothaupt. We were sitting and were going to develop some kind of interface language which is usable for those who want to find specified material in the Ludwig Wittgenstein text. When you see this here, sagen ich, then we know, okay, use the lexicon, and now you produce all the different situations. Sagen means sage, ich also mir. So this is the lemmatized search. And the lemmatized search, this is a really, really good and important thing, especially for those people who are not so familiar with German. They are using this tool, of course, very good, because they just have to know some ground form or some kind of form of sagen, and you find all the lexical representatives of this word sagen. So sagen ich means, okay, all different flexions, and sagt, this is exactly. Now, here you find really sagt as you have spelled it. The next thing is this lemmatized search for phrases was extended with specified tags, which are not part of the lexicon, but tags which are part of the document. And the punctuation is very important at Ludwig Wittgenstein. So, for example, here you're looking for denken and vorstellen. Look here, also the different spell here. And in the middle, there is a punctuation. So we define some tags which specify word classes to look for. Or for example here, this tag specifies not a punctuation, this tag specifies an adjective. So this is far, far from the possibilities of a search machine. You cannot ask Google for adjectives between die und Farbe. But this is the use of our lexicon. So very often the people think what kind of adjectives he uses in this context or in this context. And with this kind of specification, it's very, very easy to ask this index. So those tags, and you as computational linguists, you know, of course, these are the most important syntactical tags. Nomen, adjective, verb, determinative, pronoun, adverb. Those, all those tags you can use in your question. Yeah, together with this, and this was the last step we were thinking of, the last part, because the sentence structure is so important, you don't want to look for phrases in any arbitrary position. No, you want to look in specific positions. For example, you want to look for a phrase where the sentence starts. And for this, we were including new tags like begin of sentence and end of sentence. And also those word tags, which mean, okay, just any kind of word. And this is some kind of repetition factor. He says, okay, minimum 3 words, maximum 6 words. So this question produces all or finds all sentences who start with ich, have this words, 3 or 6, and then they have to stop. So you also can look for a specified sentence structure. Yeah. Then in the last part of Olga Strutinska in her work was to define semantically tags, because this is the next step. We are going to extend our lexicon with semantically tags. So you can ask, I want to find all human. I want to find all Tiere. I want to find all verbs combined with Tiere. So here you find all those semantic classes she produced. And this is a test, for example. This is a proper noun and a verb. So you see, Frege sieht, Plato sagt. So this is the next step of access of a lexicon. So if I want to summarize it, what was our work? The work was we simplified the rich XML of the Bergen Institute to our CISWAP, and then we produced a web-based access which finds special words, phrases, sentences in Ludwig Wittgenstein's, and in the third part we were specifying a query language for complex queries. So This I want to say as a final remark. Wittgenstein says, wovon man nicht sprechen kann, darüber muss man schweigen. I think this is a very, very good and interesting sentence. But, and this was is very important, the computational linguists, they can help you to find the very last words in the edited texts. So our aim is to find really all those parts which did no one find before if it just was searching for a specified pattern. Yeah, what are the future plans with our technology? First, we are going to extend the lexicon. Then we are integrating part of speech information. This will be, I offer this as a bachelor work in the next semester. Then this is the next bachelor work. So you see, I give you the possibility to join this project. The highlighting found phrases in the facsimiles, and also a graphical editor. This is started this work for the refinement of local grammars. And I think this is the next bigger step. We are going to introduce our technology in the Wittgenstein source platforms. They have produced a new platform the last months, so we are going to integrate our technology. And this seems to be very, very interesting. Here a cooperation with the Medien Informatik of the Ludwig Maximilians Universität is standing in the future. We are thinking of integration of our tools into a next generation of e-books. So this, I think, is very, very interesting for us. And this was my speech. I say thank you very much. I also want to say thank you to Alois Pichler, the main responsible in Bergen, Florian Fink, the programmer of the C++ program, David Kaumanns, the displayer of the Triptychon, Patrick Seebauer, he did a lot in the background, and Olga Strutinska for the lexicon. Thank you to the video team, Anton Fasching and Franz Kreuer, and also the system administration, Thomas Schäfer. So thank you.